I dictation for Cecilia Tillman, CECILIA, Tillettam, ILLMAN. Date of birth is 6/7/1990. Date of accident is 3/21/2025. Date of service is 8/19/2025. Patient was last seen on 7/16/2025 and present for a regular follow-up visit. She was involved in automobile accident on 3/21/2025, where she was a restrained driver and was rear-ended at a moderately high speed. The impact has caused her various pain syndrome affecting the headache, right shoulder pain, right elbow, right SI joint, right hip, neck pain, mid back pain, lower back pain. With radiation to both the legs, some chest pain was also reported initially, and some pain in the left side of the lower part of the chest and also part of the abdomen. The headaches mainly were focused in the posterior part of the head, and they were all severe, 9 on a scale of 1 to 10. This patient was found to have severe muscle spasm in the peripheral vertebral area, paraspinal area. Symptoms of TBI were initially reported like dizziness, vertigo, ringing in the ear, loss of balance, forgetfulness, disorientation, confusion, lack of focus, lack of concentration, blurred vision. Patient has extreme anxiety, panic, nightmares, lightheadedness. She is able to go back to work except a few episodes, like she had fell down a month ago, but she didn't pass out. And there was no other trauma in addition that happened. She recovered and she was put back off work for more than a month. At this time, her shoulder has been doing okay, and she has had one epidural injection on 7/26, based on the MRI findings of disc bulging, L4, L5, L5S1, abutting both L4 nerve roots and severe pain which has not been resolved. Patient is also found to have facet hypertrophy at L4, 5, L5S1 that will be addressed. SI joint will not be injected because patient already had a surgery for fusion of the SI joints in the previous accident. Patient is continuing on her physical therapy. The patient has a evidence of TBI with the area of frontal lobe, occipital lobe being affected. She is undergoing psychotherapy, TBI, as well as the depression, anxiety through a psychiatric care, which she has been referred to. In addition, we have ordered an MRI for cervical spine and thoracic spine on the last visit that is still awaited. Pain level is 8. ADLs are affected 8. According to her, lower back pain is still terrible after one injection. She has been advised that she need to have more injections at LESI level and facet joints, and also SI joint. There is no other fall, no seizures, no reports, no improvement, and right shoulder pain is 6 to 7, and lower back pain is 8, with shooting pain to the right leg only. 80% to 90% relief is reported by the patient, and please review the records for ADLs. System review, additional issues, substance abuse and the compliance history. In the physical examination, it mentioned blood pressure of 141/92, pulse is 88, pulse ox is 99. Rest of the exam remains the same from previous visit, which is dated 8/5/2025, dictation number 0806-002. Plan is to provide the medications to the patient, which is Celebrex 200 mg a day for anti-inflammatory effect, Flexeril 10 mg twice a day for muscle relaxation, Acefax 20 mg twice a day for stomach protection, Wellbutrin XR 150 mg PR twice a day for mood, Xanax 0.5 mg PR and for anxiety and panic, Lyrica 50 mg at night for nerve pain and headache relief, Medigesic is for headaches, and Lidoprovimid is for topical pain relief. Patient is referred to neuropsych evaluation and treatment. Patient is referred to a neurologist. Patient is already seeing a social worker for counseling. Is provided with that order as well. Inmitrex 100 mg in the morning is provided for preventing the headaches. Namenda 10 mg daily is provided for memory loss. Percocet 10 mg, 10 over 325 is provided for 15 days. Maps have been reviewed. Labs have been reviewed. And the patient is in compliance. Thank you.